The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The prevalence of hay fever among children is rising worldwide. In fact, even some adults are beginning to experience hay fever symptoms for the first time in their adult lives. So why are we sneezing more than usual, and what can be done to prevent it? Sheena Mitchell is pharmacist and founder of the health podcast at wondercare.ie, and she joins me in studio. Sheena, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Is there something different going on?
Yes, there is. So we know that over the years, global warming is taking its toll. And whilst it doesn't feel always like it's heating up in Ireland, it is. We have less snow, less frost, less ice. The result of this is that the trees are starting to grow earlier and release pollen earlier. So I think it's about 20 days longer of a hay fever season we have at the start, and then an additional 10 days at the end. All of this is basically causing, you know, increased exposure to pollen. But then when you add in our higher levels of CO2, that's basically acting as a fertilizer. So not only are the trees flowering earlier, they're also producing more pollen, and that pollen itself is more allergenic.
So that's why more people are having more symptoms earlier and more severely.
Absolutely, yeah. So we know in Ireland we have 1.25 million people suffering with hay fever, and 20% of those are children. It's a staggering amount. And there was a study in Cork to show that we have an increase of 3% in the, say, 6 to 9 year old age group, and up 6% in the 13 year olds. So it is affecting a lot of people, and earlier in life as well.
Why is it happening to us? I mean, what is the susceptibility in Irish people?
I suppose a lot of Irish people would suffer prominently with allergies. That is, I suppose, you know, a common thing. And we see that with asthma as well. I mean, 1 in 10 children in Ireland have asthma, and 1 in 13 adults. It's, I suppose, the other problem with it is that the symptoms can be quite severe, because 19% of asthmatics, 90%, apologies, will have hay fever, and it can be a trigger for them. So in general, a lot of us would suffer from dust allergies and, you know, mold spores. The tree pollen tends to come first in, you know, January to April, and then it moves into the grass pollen.
Well, when you look at 1 in 10 of children and 1 in 13 of adults, that stat says that some people grow out of it.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And children can grow out of asthma. But unfortunately, that doesn't mean that they'll grow out of their hay fever. And people, you know, obviously can have, if we have 380,000 people in Ireland with asthma, and we have 1.25 million with hay fever, there's a lot of people who aren't asthmatics that are suffering with hay fever symptoms.
When you look at those stats, you say, I'd love to be in the business of making anti-hay fever drugs. I'd make a fortune.
The only problem is asthma costs our state 472 million. A year, and it's predicted, you know, in 10 years there could be a 17% increase in hospitalizations as a result. And with pollen being such a trigger, we really need to safeguard.
Okay, so can we do anything to prevent our hay fever, first of all?
Yes. So I would definitely recommend try to make your house a low pollen environment. The best way to do this is to have your windows and doors closed on high pollen days. Met.ie, so Met Aaron, do a great pollen tracker, so you can see if there's going to be high level of pollen. Making sure that you're kind of getting your kids to take off their clothes when if they've been playing out in the grass. In the bedroom overnight, in our house, we swear by a device called the Salon Plus. This is a device that basically filters pollen out of the air and pushes microcrystalline salt particles, which reduce inflammation. So that's an overnight, and it keeps the bedroom
pollen
free.
What's that called again?
Salon Plus.
S-A-L-O-N.
S-A-L-I-N. Plus,
oh,
yeah.
As in saline kind of thing. Saline plus.
Yeah, so it literally has embedded salt particles, and they can help. It's like going to the beach, basically, instead of going to a park. That's a good idea on a high pollen day. So it gives you that benefit overnight while you're sleeping.
So that's the prevention. Then the treatment. I mean, there are multiple remedies available.
There are. And, you know, a lot of people ask me about children under 2. Can they have hay fever? And they absolutely can. There are products like Fusion Allergy, which are preventative treatments. So they have a natural amino acid derivative, which helps to, I suppose, support the membranes of the eyes and the nasal passageways to protect them so that they don't absorb as much pollen and get a histamine reaction. Other than that, I would definitely recommend a daily antihistamine. So anyone over 2 can take a daily antihistamine, and it is fine to do that throughout the hay fever season. If you have symptoms that persist, or breakthrough symptoms, as I call them, so your eyes might still be a little bit itchy, there are products like Opticrom or the Fusion Allergy I mentioned there. And Otrivine Antistin. All of these can be used in adults and some are suitable for younger children. I have all the products detailed on my Instagram page at wondercare_IRL so that people can kind of figure out what's right for what age group.
Is there any way to get yourself out of an allergy? You know, they're talking about techniques these days that where you might wean people out of a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
Is there any way to do that with pollen?
There is. So with this really exciting product on the market, and it is called Grazax, and it's basically administering a tiny amount of pollen every day. It's immunotherapy. It's only suitable from 12 years, as far as I'm aware, and it can be revolutionary. You have to take it for about 5 years. And then,
but eventually
you will be, you know, now the only problem is you may then be not, you know, responsive to allergens like pollen. But if you're also sensitive to dust mites, you'll still suffer allergies, mold spores. This is just pollen. Yeah.
OK, but at least there is a remedy there.
And there's more coming, I'd say, for dust mites. So it is good.
OK, but you got to have the patience. 5 years.
Yeah.
A long time.
But if you're a bad sufferer, you'd be glad to try it.
All right. Sheena, thank you very much for joining us. Sheena Mitchell is pharmacist and founder of the health podcast at wondercare.ie. And don't forget her Instagram at wondercare_IRL. And that's a great resource if you suffer from these allergies. Sheena, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.